WFSK. Take us with you, Peter White. The Island Getaway. Let's go right now. Let's go.
I'm ready.
Yeah, that is beautifully done from Peter's brand new project, Music for Starlux Airlines. And I'm saying that because it's snowing in Nashville, okay? So really, take us with you. Well, how you been?
I've been fine. It's nice to hear that song. And you're the first person that's asked me about this album, actually. And did you notice the accordion, by the way? I'm very proud of my accordion playing.
Is that you? No,
That's actually me playing the accordion.
Well, I ask about it because I know we have listeners that are very much love your music and have followed you for a long time. And we have a bit of it here in our collection as well, quite a bit. So, and you know, I put the spotlight on you before, but for this project, I'm happy to know we're the first. That makes me feel good.
You are actually the first. Yeah, this album has gone out very much under the radar. I didn't even know that I was going to release the album. Originally, it was just meant to be for, you know, use and for play aboard the airline.
Uh-huh.
And for their promotion and advertising. And then they said to me, yeah, just release the album. As long as you call it Music for Starlux Airlines, then you can release it.
Works for me.
And I thought that was nice because now everybody gets to hear it, not just the people who buy an airline ticket.
That is right. Well, and plus, you know, one of the things about it that I think is kind of different, even though I know your first track that you've been using is Flying High or High Flying High. And I hadn't heard anything from you in a couple of years. You know, I follow you all like crazy.
I appreciate that.
I follow everybody. You know, because that's my job, number one. But number two, you know, you have been around for a long time, and you know, you're a staple in this smooth jazz realm. And people are digging, you know, they love you. So, you know, and I said, oh, wow, Peter's got a new project. And you've been in our spotlight before, Peter.
Yes, and I remember very well.
You have several times. So,
and I still have not played in Nashville.
Really?
I haven't played a concert in Nashville since the 1970s. I was with Al Stewart back then. It's true. I have not.
Wow.
I've set foot in Nashville a few times because the guy who builds my guitars, a guy called Paul McGill, he lives in Nashville. So I've been to visit him a few times, but still waiting to get to play in Nashville. I would really look forward to that.
Well, one day, you know, let us put the thoughts in the atmosphere that could happen. The 70s,
yeah, put it out there.
That is so crazy. Well, I'm sure that the Nashville of the 70s is nothing like the 2020s.
No.
Yeah, absolutely not. So the man that makes your guitars is a Nashvillian?
Yeah, it's Paul McGill. He's built four of my guitars, the guitars that I play on live on stage for the last 20 years. Are all guitars that he has made.
Wow.
Wonderful, wonderful instruments.
That is. And, you know, go Nashville. How long has, you guys known each other for a long time?
Well, it's right around 1999, he contacted me because he heard about me through a friend of his, and he says to me, I have built a guitar that you might like.
Hmm.
It's a nylon string guitar, and there's a pickup in it.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, I bet it'll sound better than any other guitar that you're playing right now. And what's more, he said he would send it to me. So he sent it to me.
Uh-huh.
And nobody sends me a guitar. I mean, that was fantastic already.
Yeah.
And I played it on the show. And I said, you're right, Paul. This sounds better than any other guitar that
wow.
I played.
Wow.
So that's how that started. And that was, 20 years ago.
Wow. That's beautiful. Well, I'm impressed. So when we hear you playing, we're hearing you play on a guitar made by a Nashville man.
Yeah. Yes.
Now, how do y'all like that for some trivia today? Okay. A lot of people tell me that bump into me and stuff. that they really enjoy the My Artist of the Week interviews here, because they hear different things. And that's one for the books right there.
Yeah. Here's a different thing. When I started my professional career, which was 1975, I was with a singer called Al Stewart.
The year
and
the
I was just I just turned 20, and also to Sharon, when I turned 20, I had never stayed in a hotel room.
Really?
I had never been on a plane, and I'd never lived in a house with a telephone.
Oh, wow.
And my life changed immediately. And Al Stewart actually hired me to play piano in his band, which a lot of people don't know. That's how I started my professional career, because I always play piano as well as guitar. So it was only later he realized I could play guitar. And we recorded a song called On the Border, which was on the Year of the Cat album, which became a million seller.
Oh, yeah.
And that song kind of put that instrument in my hand, the nylon string guitar, which kind of became my sound. And, and when I made a solo album many years later, that's the sound that I used. That's the instrument that I used to, you know, to play my melodies. And that stayed with me ever since. But it really goes all the way back to then, when Al Stewart said to me, "Here, you should play the nylon string guitar." And he gave me his. I didn't even have a nylon string guitar at that moment.
So he set you on a path.
He absolutely did. And I still see him. I still play with him occasionally, and helping him with a new album, actually. He hasn't made an album in 10 years, so I'm helping him with that.
That's
nice to go back go back and work with old friends.
Definitely. Definitely. That is. I did not know you played the piano. And I've interviewed you a couple times.
I'm playing on the whole Starlux album. I'm the only musician.
Are you?
Apart from my daughter, who on the very last track, she plays the viola.
And
beautifully. And that's the only other instrument. That's the only other person who plays any instrument on the whole album.
And you're doing all the rest of it?
Yeah.
Well, you go ahead on with your talent.
It took me a lot of time to put it all together. But I enjoy that. I enjoy having the control.
And
I, of course, love working with other musicians, too. But sometimes, you know, you've got to shut yourself off from the world to be creative. And that's really how the creativity comes out. You really have to shut off every outside distraction, which is difficult today, as you know.
Oh, yeah. No question.
So because what you're doing is you're shutting out reality, because you're creating your own reality with music, and that's what music does. You create your own environment, your own reality, your own truth.
So were you working on this project, you know, because I know a lot of people see you, you know, on tours and, you know, all over the place and cruises and stuff like that. Did you work on this in between there or what?
Actually, Sharon, I'm working on it the whole time, because I have all the music in my laptop. And that song, actually, that you just played, I remember working on that when I went to visit my daughter in Boston. She's at college in Boston. And I remember sitting in my hotel room listening to that song and making changes to it, doing all the editing in my computer. So I can be anywhere in the world. I can be on a plane, and I have done this. I've been working on the music on a plane in a waiting room. On a bus, on a train.
Well, does that mean, Peter, that these titles are connected to some things you were doing? You know, like that was
the titles are connected to the feeling that the music gives me, and a lot of this music was very outdoors feeling. Flying High, which is the first song on the album, just whenever I play that song, it just reminded me of flying through the sky. You know, away from the world and up there in the clouds. It just so it was very easy to title that song, because when I listen to that song, that's what I feel. That's what I imagine.
Well, and you know, may I say that and the labels and the management and all those people know I listen in headphones to the entire project. So, because I'm one of those kind of people,
Good for you.
Yeah, I do, because I'm listening for other things besides what everybody else is listening for.
Uh-huh.
You know, I got dog ears, so I'm trying to hear the notes and the this and the that. I'm old school head. A lot of people, you know, are deep into their stuff. But I do honestly want to tell you that with these, the titles of these songs, and maybe it might be the length of it, you know, with them being like 7 minutes, 7+ minutes and some seconds, you really do go, you know, take a person there on that, you know.
Yeah, and the airline specifically asked me to record songs that were 7 minutes or longer.
Mm-hmm.
And probably for the reason that you give it, they never really gave me a reason,
mm-hmm.
but probably because they want people to stay in a mood,
yeah.
and especially when you're on an airplane,
yeah.
they don't want people to get irritated or excitable. They just want people to chill out,
yeah, chill out
and maybe
yeah.
listening to long songs.
Right. It worked. I mean, you know, it really did work. And I had pulled, you know, to put in here for preview for this hour and for us to have in the collection up here, about three. Could have actually put every song of these seven in here to use, because they all have that feeling. And that's one of the things too, Peter, that our audience are just some of the best doggone people, simply because they appreciate what you all do and what you you know, do for music, period. So they can dig it sometime. Okay.
I appreciate the fans, the people who come to the shows,
oh, yeah.
to listen to the music. This is what keeps me going. This is what keeps us all going. This is what brings me joy. And if I wasn't getting good feedback from the music,
mm-hmm.
I don't know if I would want to continue. Why yeah. would you continue?
Yeah. Well, you know, when people feel it, you know, they feel that in this, you know, whirlwind world we live in, crazy
yeah.
dumpster world we're in, that it's good to have this and,
yeah.
you know, and what we do in this music and what you all bring as a relief valve. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. That's what music is. You know, it takes you to different places.
Yes.
And, that's what true artistry is, I think.
Yeah, yeah.
Someone that can transport you to a different place, makes you forget where you are, what you're doing.
Yeah.
Takes you away.
Yeah. And they've also commented to me in text messages and emails that when the traffic is up, they have to listen to us. I can, you know, de-stress a little bit.
I do the same thing. When I'm in traffic, put on the music and your perception of time now changes.
Yeah, it does.
It doesn't seem like you're sitting there so long.
Yeah,
now.
Yeah.
And it's amazing.
You won't feel road rage.
No.
You'll feel the opposite.
Don't go there.
Yeah, you'll feel the opposite of that for sure. Now, you said you play all the instruments. Which ones are on this project besides, you mentioned that you play the harmonica on here too?
Yeah, there's a song called Peaceful, where I play a harmonica towards the end. And
uh-huh.
this is an instrument I played when I was a kid, and I was about 11, 12, and my teacher,
Peaceful.
I actually had a teacher, he put me in for competitions, and there was a national competition,
uh-huh.
which I won for harmonica
wow.
in the junior category, and I became, for a brief moment, the junior harmonica champion of Great Britain. Can you believe that? But I only had to be better than two other boys who were competing with me, and one of them was my friend. So that was part of my musical upbringing, and I have to credit my father for that. He was the one that introduced me to a lot of musical instruments, a lot of different musical instruments.
You're playing.
And I did give up the harmonica when I got to be about 15. Because I got much more interested in the guitar, and especially the electric guitar. I wanted to be the next Jimi Hendrix, I think.
Everybody did.
But a few years ago, I found my harmonica and I started playing again. And I thought, it's a waste for me to have this ability to play and not use it and not keep it up, not practice it. So I do practice a lot, especially when I'm sitting in traffic. Sharon, I have my harmonica there, and I'm sitting in traffic, not moving, I'll start playing. And I'll play along to the radio. That's how I keep up my harmonica.
Well, you're doing five instruments on here?
Yeah, harmonica, accordion, the piano, guitar, bass, and the drums are all, they're mostly from, you know, drum loops and drum, drum sampler, which I play, but you can play it on a keyboard and make it sound a bit like a drummer.
Now, whose idea, or was it your idea or the airlines, to not have any sax in this project?
Aha, you've noticed that.
Yes, I have.
And you are the first person, by the way, Sharon. You're the first person to ask me about this.
Well, that's because I'm waiting to hear it.
You're very perceptive. Yeah. There is no saxophone, and that's what they requested.
Wow.
Once again, they wanted songs that were over 7 minutes long. And they didn't want to hear any saxophone. Now, I don't know why, once again. But that was their two requests. On all my other albums, there's plenty of saxophone. On my next album I'm working on, there's going to be a lot of saxophone. But on this album, it's almost like going back to the first days of my very first album.
Yeah.
When there was hardly any saxophone or any brass instruments at all on my first album.
Yeah. And so were they just trying to get to, I guess, your signature playing?
I guess. Once again, Sharon, I don't know why they asked me this. They wanted to hear more guitar, but instead, whenever there came a place for another instrument, I would put in a piano solo, or I put in the steel drum thing in the song that you played.
Yeah,
The harmonica, the accordion.
That's different.
All instruments I can play.
Yeah,
just to add variety to the mix.
So, have you ever flown on this airline, Peter?
No, they just started really just a few weeks ago, and they're flying out of Taiwan.
Oh, that's interesting. Well,
because that's where they're based. So,
somebody in Taiwan likes you.
Yes. Well, it was the chairman of the airline. He was actually a fan.
Wow.
Because he went to college in Los Angeles, I think, in the 90s from Taiwan. And he heard my music on the radio and became a fan back then. And he always remembered that. And so when he went to start his own airline, he thought of me. He remembered me. And he wrote to me because my email address is on my website, and it has been for 25 years. So he just wrote to me and said, can you create some music for my airline when I'm starting up? I said, sure. It's as easy as that. You know, most artists, Sharon, don't put their email address on their website.
No, they don't. No.
But I do, because I like to hear from people all over the world. It's like my window to the world.
Yeah. Do they send you a lot of email?
I get a few every day. Sometimes I get emails from Siberia, South America, Japan, all over the world. And it's nice. It's nice to hear that I have people listening out there.
Yeah, paying attention.
Someone discovered my, I heard your album in, someone said I heard your album in Thailand.
Yeah.
And,
well, I think it's pretty amazing that all that long time ago he heard you and the power of radio. So I'm just saying, y'all, the power of radio. Because, you know, in our realm, you don't ever know who's listening.
Right. Right. So it's nice to hear from people, as you do. You get messages from people.
I do.
I get messages from people. This is another way that keeps me going.
Yeah, no question. And yeah. It's always good to get nice ones, you know. those really make me feel good. Well, I'm excited about this project for you, Peter. And since it's a new airline, and you know I'm just straight in your business right now, are they going to take you on a flight somewhere and you get to hear your
music? Well, everybody asks me this, and, okay. and I think that day is coming.
Okay.
I certainly want to meet the chairman of the airline, who I haven't met to this day, but I know I will meet him.
Yeah.
And fly on their airline and listen to my music.
Well, that's got to be a total guess. I mean, that's like, this is crazy, you know.
Yeah. We are flying high, Sharon. Flying high.
Literally.
Yeah.
And, now, I want to ask you about one of the other songs on here. Earlier we were talking, Peter, about... you know, what the music does when you're listening to it or what it makes you feel like. The song, I think it's Homeward Bound.
Yeah, that's the last song on the album.
Yeah.
This is a song, it's very reflective. It's it just reminds me about, you know, when you're traveling, you know, we travel a lot, and when you're traveling to go home,
mm-hmm.
finally to meet up with the people that you've missed, people that are close to you. And it's very poignant. And that's what I hope to convey in the song.
Yeah.
That feeling when you're finally sitting on the plane and you're thinking now about where you're going to be in a few hours, where you're going to meet somebody, maybe meets you at the airport, seeing old friends.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a quiet, reflective moment, and that's the song. Actually, my daughter plays the viola.
Mm. Now, how old is she?
She is 19, and she's currently in college in Boston.
Is Peter? Has she? Is she looking like maybe she might want to follow in your footsteps or play with you? You know, when you're out on the tours and stuff.
I don't know. I know that she keeps up her. She keeps up with the viola in her school orchestra.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm going to visit there soon and see her do a concert recital. And as for when, if she wants to do that for professionally, you have to be really driven to do that. You have to have a passion for that. It's not for everybody.
Yeah.
For some people, it's just an enjoyment, something to relax, and that's fine.
Yeah. Well, I mean, being around you, she understands it, you know.
Absolutely.
So, can't help it if your daddy's a world traveler and doing what you've done for all these years. I mean, you know, you go back quite a ways. How do you, Peter, how do you see the artists, the young ones coming out, the new breed? And this genre of music, do you see a change or are we, you know, what? How are you feeling? Because you're a veteran now of many decades.
I think I do count as a veteran,
mm-hmm.
I guess. Yeah, there are young people coming up all the time. I played with one recently, Vincent Ngala.
Mm-hmm.
26.
Mm-hmm.
When I started playing with him, or rather when he started playing with me, he was 18.
Mm-hmm.
And he was just as good then mm-hmm. as he is now. So yeah, he's incredibly talented. There's a lot of really talented young mm-hmm. people coming up. And, you know, hopefully they will bring the young audience with them.
Yeah. Well, and not just that, but, you know, we'll further the life of the music so it doesn't have to die.
Well,
you know, because
the biggest change in my professional life when I started recording my own solo albums was the radio.
Mm-hmm.
What eventually became known as smooth jazz radio.
Mm-hmm.
That gave us all an opportunity, and so it's because of you, Sharon, and your radio station, and others like it that put people in touch with. The music that we're playing, instrumental music.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that if it wasn't for that, there was a radio station in Los Angeles called The Wave.
Mm-hmm.
That's how I started listening to instrumental music, and it changed my life. Because the moment they started playing my music, I became more well-known.
Yeah.
And I was able to go and do concert tours.
Yeah, no question.
Which would never have happened if I hadn't got played on the radio.
Right.
So I think, there are young people coming up, but if, as long as they get exposed to the public, as long as they get played on the radio, they will do well.
Well, and another thing, too, you know, the absolute exposure to, you know, something besides the same thing they listen to all the time, you know, has, to me, it's going to broaden their horizons. And when we get our interns here that are only exposed to one genre and one beat and da-da-da-da-da and one style, it just changes, you know, their chemistry to me that, you know, they get to hear instruments and instrumentation and talent, you know, the real deal versus something synthesized or whatever, but, you know, the way that you all present the instrumental music.
Yes. And when we play our shows live, when we're playing concert, and I very often meet people after the show and they say, well, I didn't know what to expect, or someone dragged me here. But, wow, it was really fun.
Yeah.
Hearing people play real instruments and instrumental music. It's always more fun than you think it's going to be.
Absolutely.
And people have asked me to describe my show, and I say, well, this is how I describe it. Whatever you think it is, that's not what it is.
That's not what you think it is.
Whatever your expectation is. And anyway, life is so much more fun when you do not have expectations.
That's true.
I keep telling people this.
Yeah, definitely. Because it might turn out better than what you actually think.
And, you know, now there are many other avenues for people to hear the music. And, you know, young people write to me sometimes, well, I discovered your music on the internet. Well, I've never listened to this kind of music, whatever they mean by that.
Right. You know,
to me, there's only one kind of music, which is good music. And
I think
that's how they discovered. Because when I was a kid, Sharon, the only way for me to hear music was on the radio.
Mm-hmm.
There was no internet. So.
Nope, was not.
If it wasn't played on the radio, it wasn't there.
Nope.
People say, oh, you must have listened to Wes Montgomery as a child. I said, no, I had no way of listening to Wes Montgomery as a child. I never heard him on the radio. And,
oh, you did not. Well, and you know.
No, I heard. I discovered him much later.
Right.
You know, when I came to America, really, in the late 70s, I discovered a lot of music that I had never heard of in England.
Right. Oh, I bet. I'm certain. Well, you know, we bought, back in my day, we bought a lot of records and albums and stuff. But we grew up, you know, my mother was a jazz person, Kansas City. So we had a whole variety of all different kinds and, of you know, and then we had the radio. In Kansas City, we listened to that was R&B. So, and then I actually ended up working for a pop station. So, you know, my musical thing journey goes from one end to the next. I'm open to instrumentation. I'm very open to it. And Peter, I appreciate you. Let me ask you this one last thing before we go. You remember when? You played Birmingham some years back.
Yes.
And the first thing you did was come over to the WFSK booth.
Yes.
And I was like, I love him. you're so good. I never will forget that. And thank you for respecting us out of that big crowd. You know, you as soon as you got there, that was the first thing that you did.
And you guys keep us going. We really, really appreciate that.
Yeah, definitely. Well, we're giving love back to you and appreciate you so much. Peter, you take good care, please. and tell the audience how to find your schedule and, of course, where to pick up music for Starlux Airlines, your latest release.
Well, you can pick up the album iTunes or Amazon, any of the usual ways. And the best way to keep in touch with my concert schedule is through my website, peterwhite.com.
Okay.
And my email address is on there, and if you write to me, I will reply.
Wow.
I'm good like that.
Yeah, and you also have your store.
There's a store on there. You can buy T-shirts,
right.
Mugs. There's even a doggy T-shirt on there, I think.
Peter, you got a lot going on, man, but I appreciate you, and, you know, you respected us, and we're always going to have that special love for you. Thank you so much for this time in our spotlight on WFSK.
Thank you very much, Sharon. I hope one day to meet you and to one day play very soon.
Oh, definitely.
In Nashville.
Well, let me keep my fingers crossed now and keep it on my mind for sure. And we'll talk later about that, okay?
Okay, we will.
All right, bye-bye.
Okay, bye.